I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Russia's top diplomats met Friday in Geneva for high-stakes talks on Ukraine, but with little hope of a breakthrough that would ease fears of a Russian invasion. The talks between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov come just 11 days after their deputies met in Geneva amid Russia's buildup of tens of thousands of troops on Ukraine's border. Blinken stressed Washington remains open to finding a diplomatic solution, but warned of a, quote, united, swift, and severe response if Russia does invade Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden bluntly assessed on Wednesday his counterpart Vladimir Putin is likely to, quote, move in on Ukraine, and warned of a disaster for Russia. The United States and its allies have warned of severe economic sanctions for an invasion. Russia, which already fuels a deadly insurgency in eastern Ukraine that has killed more than 13,000 people since 2014, has demanded guarantees that NATO never admit the former Soviet Republic, or expand otherwise in Moscow's old sphere. The United States has declared the idea a non-starter and accused Russia of undermining Europe's post-Cold War order by bullying another country into submission. Russia went a step further in its demands on Friday, with the foreign ministry saying Moscow wants the, quote, withdrawal of foreign forces, hardware, and arms from countries that were not NATO members before 1997, including Bulgaria and Romania. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. 11 soldiers were killed in an overnight attack by the Islamic State group against a base in eastern Iraq, authorities said Friday, in the jihadist deadliest operation in the country this year. The extremist Sunni group took over large swaths of Iraq and neighboring Syria in 2014, declaring itself a new so-called caliphate for Muslims before victory in late 2017 after a grinding national campaign. But a low-level insurgency by the jihadists has persisted, and in a further sign of its resilience, ISIS also on Friday attacked a last year, estimated that around 10,000 ISIS fighters remain active across Iraq and Syria, many of them in Kurdish-controlled areas. U.S. energy giant Chevron said it will pull out from Myanmar in a statement on Friday, shortly after French oil company Energies announced its own withdrawal over so-called worsening human rights abuses. Total Energies said in a statement that the situation is causing them to pull out from the country. Again, U.S. energy giant Chevron said it will pull out from Myanmar in a statement on Friday. Off from the country over the situation